Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about if you, with your TSP, a piece of it, or all of it, should you take that at retirement and do a TSP annuity? If you don't know what that is, you need to. If you do know what that is, we're going to talk about, okay, does that make sense for you, when it does make sense, when it doesn't make sense, and all the good details in between for you to get the most out of your money in retirement, okay? So if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes, a financial planner who serves federal employees just like you every single day, and I absolutely love it. Let's dive in. What the heck is an annuity, okay? Let me define some terms. When we say annuity, sometimes what people are talking about is your FERS pension, okay? So that monthly check you get when you retire from the government for working, right, that monthly thing that comes every single month, sometimes that's called an annuity. However, today, we're not talking about that annuity. When I talk about that annuity, I call it a pension, and that's what most people call it, is that's your FERS federal pension. What I'm talking about today is taking some of your retirement savings, your retirement investments, whether in your TSP or if you have IRAs or whatever it may be, taking some of those or all of those and giving it to an insurance company and getting an annuity in return. Let's talk about what that is. So here's the deal. This is the core concept. Let's say you have $500,000 in your TSP and you say, look, I want to take $200,000 of this and I want to give it to an insurance company, MetLife in this specific example. I want to give it to them and I want them to guarantee a monthly payment for the rest of my life. So I give them $200,000 and in return they guarantee a monthly payment of $1,500 for the rest of my life. Again, I'm just making these numbers up. The exact numbers would depend on how much you give them, interest rates, how old you are, all that stuff, okay? But that's just an example. I give you money, or you give them money, right? And they guarantee a monthly payment for the rest of your life. Basically, what it is you're shifting the risk, the investment. You're saying, look, I don't want to be the one to invest this. I want to give this money to you. You're going to do whatever you want with it. And all I get is I get this guarantee of this monthly income. That's what it is. That is what it is, okay? And the advantages of that are pretty apparent, right? It's like, look, I don't have to try to invest it. I don't have to do any of that. I don't have to worry about it. I just get a monthly check every single month for the rest of my life or whatever time period you set it for, okay? That's a huge advantage. However, what's the cost, okay? What's the cost? Well, the cost is you lose flexibility. Flexibility. Now, let me talk you through a couple things. Flexibility and options is one of the most important things in retirement. One of the most important things. Because let me ask you this. Imagine your life 20 years ago. Was it a little different? It was probably a lot of different. It was probably way different. And if 20 years ago you had to make a decision that's going to impact the rest of your life, you'd probably be a little wary. You say, look, I don't know what my life is going to look like in 20 years. I don't want to make a decision that is going to impact and affect me for the rest of the time. That's undoable, okay? Undoable. So that is most of the time the biggest downside. Is, look, you lose flexibility. That $200,000 you handed over, that's not your money anymore. You can't say, oh, I changed my mind, takesy-backsies. There's none of that. Generally, it's a one-way street. Normally, it is undoable, okay? You can't take it back. It's a one-way street. So before you do a TSP annuity, please, go in slowly and carefully and understand exactly what you're getting into, okay? It does make sense sometimes, but in my experience, for most federal employees, it does not make any sense. It does not make any sense, and this is why. If you really want an annuity, well, guess what? As a federal employee, you've already got two. You've already got two. You've got your pension, which again, a monthly payment for the rest of your life. You got Social Security, again, a monthly payment for the rest of your life. If you're a military retiree, you may have two more. You may have your military pension, you may have VA disability, you may have more. Most federal employees don't lack fixed income. Most federal employees don't need another guaranteed anything. What they need is flexibility. They need investments that they have some control over, that if they need a little sooner or a little later, or to pass to kids or whatever it may be, they've got that money there. It's flexible. And it can adapt to your changes, the changes in the rules and in your life. It's there. It's flexible. And it's your money. It's in your control. That's what most federal employees need the most, in my experience. Again, your situation may be different, but those are just based on working with lots and lots and lots of federal employees, what I've seen works the best. And guess what? I've seen a lot of people do annuities, a lot. And I have almost never seen someone do it and not regret it later, okay? Normally, when I see people with annuities, it's after the fact. If I get to them before, I normally convince them out of it, okay? Normally. Again, it's not always bad. I don't want to say annuities are always bad, because they're not. It's just a financial tool, just like a hammer or a screwdriver. If it makes sense, use it. If it doesn't make sense, don't, okay? And for most federal employees, it doesn't. There could be situations where it does, but most of the time, it doesn't. You already have lots of fixed income most of the time. You need flexibility, and you're making a decision that affects the rest of your life, that locks you in, which I don't care if it's an annuity or anything. Any decision that locks me in for the next 20, 30 years, for the rest of my life, I would be very slow before making that sort of decision. And there's other things that offer security, like the G Fund, right? If you want security, the G Fund's got security. And you can undo that decision at any time. You can always get out of the G Fund, right? Food for thought. Again, G Fund and annuities, they're not the same. There's obviously differences, but it's just a fun comparison to look at, okay? So if you want to look at the other TSP withdrawal options, I've got other videos on that. If you just type in into Google or to YouTube, TSP withdrawal options pause, you'll find it, okay? You'll find the different options that there is that are honestly way better than the TSP annuity most of the time. Okay, most of the time. There's always exceptions, but most of the time. So I hope that's helpful. Good luck with everything. If you have any questions yourself, put in the comments below, and we all try to answer and get better together, and have a great rest of your day.